Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Tony, are you sober or not sober?
Non-sober.
Oh, did you just take a bong rip, man?
Dude, you literally guys just caught me. I was like, man, I've been on hold for a little bit. We need to pick it back up here.
You know, it's gonna happen that way every time. Okay, Tony, who is the best-looking member of your family? A parent, sibling, aunt, uncle, or cousin?
I'd probably say my mom.
Your mom.
All right. Yeah. Have other people said that?
Safe call.
Did your friends hit?
Yes.
Think your mom was hot?
Hit, think.
I definitely had a couple of them, but luckily my buddy Steven had a hotter mom, so it worked out.
Okay, thank God.
Dude, Steven's mom was hot.
Thank you.
Yeah, she was. Legs for days.
Nice.
God, my buddy.
Hey, Ted Larpon, love the podcast, brother.
Oh, thanks, dude. Appreciate that.
New episode out now.
Well, there is. Got a new sponsor, too. On the Odyssey app.
There you go. There you go. I thought you were going to say dip responsibly.
I almost said dip responsibly. I heard a sound effect.
It's got an update. We're not dupods, man. We're bipeds. They're right. We're bipedal. We're bipeds.
I thought that would go to
Latin. What's wrong bipedal? Does that make you giggle?
It sounds insulting.
Bipedal?
I'm bipedal.
Yeah. It doesn't mean you walk on two legs.
Man, don't be talking to me, you bipedal.
Well, you mean biped at that point. All right. Tony, your question. The plane carrying what country's rugby team crashed on October 13th, 1972, inspiring the movie Alive?
Ooh, gosh. I am not familiar with that. I don't know my history, and I was born in 86, boys. So,
way to rub it in.
Gosh, sorry. What was the question again?
So, carrying what country's rugby team crashed on October 13th, 1972. So you've never heard about this at all?
They ended up beating each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of a famous
movie. That one?
It's a South American country.
I know where it crashed. I know it's South. I just don't know which country.
Right. That's the thing. I always get it wrong. But yeah. So yeah, that's the story. Well, those guys up in the mountains.
Thanks for the hint. At least you gave me the continent there because I was going for another one. Let's go Brazil.
Brazil.
Was it Bolivia?
It was not Bolivia.
Was it Colombia?
It was not Colombia.
Hang on.
Chile.
Peruvian?
Not Peruvian. I always Colombia. Think Peru. It's not. No, keep
Venezuelan.
No. Nope.
It's not Chile?
It's not Chile.
Argentina.
Not Argentina. Come on, man.
What else is down?
Uruguay.
Venezuelan.
Uruguay.
Of course it's Uruguay.
That was your next guess.
Uruguay.
Uruguay. I don't know why I repeated that.
Well, you're a girl.
Paraguay.
Yeah, because there's Uruguay and Paraguay, right?
Yeah.
Paraguay.
A lot of guys down there.
A lot of guys. There's a pair of guys over there. You're a guy.
There's a pair of guys there.
A pair of guys. You're a guy. Clean shaven. We call her Brazil. All right.
Tastes nice. That's chili.
The one with the big butt called the chili. Little incontinent. All right. Here is your question. Who was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer's father? He was a serious D-man.
Yes, he was.
What?
Cover your nose.
I even remember.
You don't remember
that? I remember watching that movie.
You don't remember watching.
No, I do.
Okay, thank
you.
Is
there a party named after this guy?
Yes.
Okay. Speak it. Yeah. Speaking of eating people.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Can I get a hint or something? I got nothing here, guys.
There's a party named after this and also a kebab.
Party. Oh, that's very right. Yeah.
If you pronounce it like I would.
Mm-hmm. I actually didn't know that until I started.
Shish kebab?
Shish kebab the reindeer.
This is my dad's shish kebab. I think his fate has been sealed. Donner.
Is it Donar? Oh. Is that how they would say it if you were over in England?
Dooner.
I call it Donner.
What's a Donner party?
Dooner.
You don't remember the Donner party?
They were on the Oregon Trail, and they get stuck because they timed it out wrong. And they literally had to eat each other, too.
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't heard a lot about cannibalism until the rugby thing.
Right.
Okay. It's a lot of cannibalistic questions on this one.
What's wrong with you?
Technically, we're just talking about Rudolph's dad.
All right.
Wasn't really involved in the cannibal part.
Yeah, but you did the cannibal question before that. Now it's a cannibal question again.
What was cannibal? No.
Oh, a plane that crashed in from Uruguay. And
Uruguay, yes.
Uruguay.
Uruguay.
That's two cannibal questions in a row.
All right, your question. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Hang on. In Thrill's defense, Mike's hint turned it into an eating people clue again.
Because Mike wants to eat people.
Yeah, but he's a Donner party where they eat people. It's the name of the...
Well, Donner the Reindeer ate
people. Yes, I'm saying. How do you
know? We don't know that.
That's right.
Oh, we don't know that Donner did not eat people.
I don't know that.
Right.
Maybe
don't just throw it out there.
He ate elves.
If you He was such a D on that show, he may have. Who's your buddy Herbie? I'm going to eat him.
Doesn't want to make toys. He'll make a meal.
I'm Donner and I'm goddamn crazy.
And hungry.
My son's a freak and I'm going to eat an elf.
Get over here, dentist.
Kiss my ass saying I'm eating another elf. All right. Your question, what was the name of the main villain in the movie Justice League? Just the name of a classic rock band.
Yeah.
That's not my... I've never seen Justice League.
Neither have I. What was the song?
I am racking my... Born to Be Wild.
Okay.
Born to Be Wild.
So you're looking for the band for that one?
It's the same as the name of the villain in Justice League.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
And he was a cannibal, I thought.
God, I got nothing. I'm just going to throw out a guess. Sublime.
Sublime. Nice. Oh, that's a pretty cool name for a villain.
My God, it's Sublime.
Sublime.
He's destroying the city.
Steppenwolf.
Steppenwolf. Right. That is correct.
Oh.
Steppenwolf.
Not to be confused with his cousin Steppendu. All right.
Steppencow.
All right, your question. What meat is Wiener Schnitzel traditionally made from?
Wiener Schnitzel.
Wiener Schnitzel. I want to say, is that just pork?
Veal. Oh, veal.
Question five, Tony.
Yeah.
Hey, he's a smart guy. He's just struggling right now.
That's fair. It happens.
Dude, you're just not hitting the wheelhouse, boys.
Sorry, man. Well, here's a question.
You're not hitting the spot.
We all do better by ourselves. Sometimes when you're called to the stage, you know, you don't do as well.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I honestly feel like that, and I laugh at every caller that says that. So, and by the way, every caller out there, please just give a guess. I hate it when you guys are just like, I don't know, I give up. Just throw a guess out. Mm-hmm. Anything.
Say it louder for those in the back, Tony.
Say something. Please. I beg you. I see every time when you guys do this, you drive me bananas. That's my soapbox.
Bananas.
Appreciate you.
I mean, look, man, you did it. We asked Rudolph's father's name. You just went shish kebab. Doesn't matter. Just throw something out there.
Right?
Doing their kebab.
You got to.
All right, Tony, here's your question. Don't act like you don't know this. What type of berry is tested for ripeness by seeing if it bounces?
Oh, that'd be a blueberry.
Cranberry. How did you know that? You don't bounce your cranberries?
Well, I do when no one's home.
The older you get. Well.
So wouldn't they be mad at the grocery store if I start bouncing cranberries off the floor? Like, hey, man.
I don't know if I've actually seen cranberries that weren't loose. That weren't processed to some degree.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even if they're in a gel, they're still like, you know, in a kind of a...
All right, here's your question. What band has the most number one hits with 20 songs hitting number one?
Ooh.
It's kind of not a surprise.
Tony, you were the fifth one. You were the fifth.
That's exactly right.
Fifth Beatles, Tony.
Yeah, there we go. Right on. Good talking to you, boys.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, man.
See you, Tony.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.